I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Hi, everybody. Can I drape this over you so you can help me hold this? Can you grab some of those ribbons, Cameron, and wrap them around you? There we go. Oh, hey, Maddie. Good morning. Do you want to feel some of the ribbons, too? Yeah. Well, this is a really special day in our church. It's Pentecost Sunday, and every year, 50 days after Easter, we remember and celebrate that Jesus sent his Holy Spirit and that God poured it out upon all people, all people. Now, we don't always often understand the Holy Spirit because there isn't something we can visually look at that we can't see with our eyes. Like when we think about Jesus, we look at the cross. Every time you look at a cross, do you think about Jesus on some level? Yeah, or when you see communion bread or a cup of wine, we think about Jesus. But we don't have something like that for the Holy Spirit. And so that's why I created this spirit flag with the help of some friends. And it kind of matches my stole. Do you see that I've got this, it's called a river of life running up and down both sides? It's because I'm called to be a pastor to all of life, to all people, and just like the Holy Spirit was poured out upon all people. So that's why this flag has all kinds of different colors, because the Holy Spirit is poured out upon all people, and the Holy Spirit fills all creation. Do you guys remember when you were filled with the Holy Spirit? Do you remember? Gracie knows. Gracie, you want to tell us? In baptism, that's exactly right. In baptism, we're marked with the sign of the cross on our forehead, and God fills us with God's Holy Spirit. And when you're filled with the Holy Spirit in baptism, that's God's promise to love and care for you and be with you forever and ever. The Holy Spirit will never leave you and never forsake you. The gift of the Holy Spirit is how Jesus keeps his promise that he will be with us, because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is also the Spirit of Christ. So I just wanted you guys to be able to touch and feel and look at these ribbons and look at this flag. Did you see it waving over you during the gathering hymn? What did you think about it? Like, it kind of reminds us of the Spirit? Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming up today. Let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you that because of your Spirit, that you are with us always. Everywhere we go, no matter what we do, no matter what we don't do. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up.